This friendly eco-living tip brought to you by Whistler's environmental charity Aware is about microbeads. Microplastics may be small, but they're causing big problems for our environment and our health. These tiny pieces of plastic used in personal care products go down the drain and into our lakes, rivers, and oceans by the billions every day. They absorb toxins in the water, are eaten by marine life, and can make their way up the food chain all the way to our dinner plates. In 2015, the United States agreed to comply with the Microbead Free Waters Act to prohibit the use of plastic microbeads in personal care and hygiene products beginning July 1st, 2017. What is Canada doing, you ask? It's been almost a year since the Canadian federal government announced in July that it would consider banning microbeads. But because the government has decided to regulate them under the Chemicals Management Plan, it might take a long time to get rid of microbeads. Ottawa has yet to release a risk management plan to restrict the use of these polluting microplastics. Microbeads should not become another stalled substance in Canada's Chemical Management Plan process. We need the federal government to take swift action on the growing microbeads problem. Join the call to overhaul the Chemicals Management Plan and ban microbeads once and for all by signing the petition found at environmentaldefense.ca/prepolluted. Ban the bead. This friendly eco-living tip is brought to you by Whistler's environmental charity Aware. For more eco tips, information on upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities, check out www.aware.ca.